And give your body a chance to settle too, doesn't have to come to stillness immediately. Sometimes the body has its own way to. Somehow to find the connection with the earth and the air and the invisible. And so my body likes to move a bit, and I don't know, sense itself and feel the tactility. The sensuality that it is, and the breath may take a bit of time to find, I don't know, a place that is more settled. It doesn't have to be completely settled. Perhaps that's not an option. But it's more like, we're saying hello, body, breath, mind, person. Hello, hello. You are welcome here in the shrine. You don't have to do anything. And it's also spoken to your heart, to your feelings, to your emotional body, to every part of your experience. Hello. Take your time. Settle here in the invisible openness. That is your true home. That is our true home. That is my true home. That is your true home that we share. Here we are. There's nothing needed, nothing needs to be done or undone. Everything that happens moment by moment is perfect. And everything that arises is perfect and is arising in a really perhaps palpable openness. So there's plenty of space, infinite space. You can give yourself over to this infinite space. It beckons. And whatever is dense in your body, painful, difficult in your experience, well, it's surrounded with a kind openness. And it's fine, it's okay. In meditation, it's quite simple. There's no need to get busy with the difficult place, the suffering. It's just much more simple. We just knowingly sort of recognize what surrounds it, what envelops it. We remind it, we remind the layer of suffering. Don't worry, look, you are fine. You are not alone. You're connected to the totality. You are an expression of the totality. And let your body respond, your breath, in whatever way feels right, all throughout the meditation. Trust your body, trust the way life and your body move. Never in isolation. The body, really, when I say body, I mean the body that is also the earth and also the air and also the sound of this voice and the whole web of tactility and aliveness. We each have our own wild journey with these meditations. Each one of us will experience something entirely different. Yet what moves each one of our experience is the same invisible, infinite source. And in a way, I get the privilege to sort of invite you a little bit into my journey, because whatever I say in the moment comes from my moment by moment inner experience. And sometimes that might be deeply resonant with yours, because we're so connected, we share the same field. We're not isolated, separate things. We're deeply, deeply connected. It's so easy to forget or to simply know that conceptually, but just knowing that what moves you in this moment and what moves each one of us, what animates the breath, what gives rise to my words, is the same essential mystery. You can lose yourself here. It's not dangerous in meditation. It's held by our time frame. I'm holding the space. And so you can really surrender that habit of holding yourself as an individual. Body mind. It takes quite a lot of energy, and it's a very natural thing that actually does need doing in a way, as a human being, journeying in our life. But in meditation, it's just this opportunity, especially when it's guided, perhaps, or when it's together, to completely let go. Or, I mean, maybe not completely, but the invitation to really, whoa, to feel like, for example, that your body is free of a border. Or at least to suspend any knowledge of such a border. And also, maybe the permission to come undone, to let thoughts sort of lose their rational cohesiveness. Yes, you are following my words, but you can just let them drop as soon as I finish a sentence. You don't even have to listen. And you can let your thinkingness relax. You don't have to stop thinking, but just letting your literally the feeling of your brain drop in inside your skull. Not worry about things for a moment. And of course, that invitation may elicit feelings and whatever is surfacing for you is surfacing for you and is surfacing for the totality. You don't have to do anything with that. Just thank you. There's infinite space, remember? And let your body, if it's not moving, let it move because our bodies are so constricted by generations and generations of believing one thing or the other about the body and about what the body is. And so here in meditation, you place your body in a sort of bath that is rippling free. And let your spine and your, I don't know, your head, your neck, the head and the neck are so solicited by the belief in living inside a body. So it's not a bad idea to really let your head and your neck, your shoulders be rippled by this now, this that is rippling your head and your neck and your shoulders and breathing your breath. And of course, if you're allowing a bit of rippling with your head and your neck, maybe the neck is making a circle. But very quickly, the doer and the mover will get in there, and that's okay. Just let the doer mover come in, but play with it. Remind it that actually it doesn't really exist. There is no mover right now that is isolated. Whatever's happening is cosmic, I want to say. Even if you feel you're the mover, it's still cosmic. So, in that sense, no worries. Let your breath, like mine, wants to. Seems to want to have a bit more space. Maybe deepening the in-breath. Making the exhale audible. And then maybe feeling your pelvis, your root. Your hips, your perineum. I don't know. Those words, they're so boring. Just feeling what you feel down there and see if there's a bit of a ripple right there in the sacrum. In your thighs, a softening, maybe. I don't know. There's really no right or wrong. We have to listen deep. Maybe I need to be quiet a bit so you can listen to the vibration. Listen deep down in your lower abdomen. Yeah. And then maybe everything returns to stillness, and that's a delicious, effortless something or other. I don't know what to call it. Just a whole body coming into some kind of alignment with the invisible. As if your whole body was free floating, effortlessly aligned with the invisible architecture. Your verticality. Top of your head. Length of your spine, maybe your legs and your arms flowing down. Just this sort of vibration of the vertical. And then also, in the stillness, a kind of spreading in all directions. As if your cells were beginning to vibrate and connect with the molecules of space beyond the body. And at the same time, all the rest still here, maybe the tension, the fear. It's both. They talk to each other, those realms. The suffering realm says to the vibrating realm, "Can you touch me? Can you caress me? Can you remind me? Can you kiss me?" The vibrating realm that is borderless says, "Yes, of course, I am. I always am. But you sometimes forget. And so you need to call out for me. Yes." And the breath is helping mediate this beautiful conversation between the suffering realm and the vibrating realm. And so you can bring the breath into the areas of your body that are complaining or holding tension or holding fear or anger or sadness. You just bring the breath in to that place, gathering. And then with the exhale, it's like bringing that place out into the vibration. Something like that. Taking time, going gently, slowing down, everything slowing down, and of course the mind. Our minds are so quick, that's their nature. And so the quickened mind may have a hard time slowing down. And that may ping pong with a feeling in the body of impatience or boredom or anticipation. And so still we slow down with that. As if we could take our quickened mind in our hand. And just gently, gently place it in this borderless vibration. Letting the thinkingness relax, letting the brain with which thinkingness is associated relax, literally, the feeling in the skull. And if some feelings are too much, usually it means maybe there's some rippling that needs to happen, a little bit of rippling, moving, giving a shape to the feeling, opening the cage, saying you can come out. Come out in the form of a gesture or a movement or even a sound. A grimace. I don't know. We don't know. Sometimes maybe an image comes. And we give it time. We trust imagination, the image making. It's different than the thinkingness. Trusting where your body goes with this invitation. Nobody's looking. There is no right or wrong, really. There's a kind of intuition that comes through the body that we have completely lost touch with in our culture. And so it takes a bit of time to just simply reconnect with it and feel free enough to allow it. That intuition that moves your hands or moves the subtle body is very connected to the vibrating field, much more connected to the openness, to the invisible. And trust also the places in your body that are not so subtle. Muscular tension, skeletal tension. You can go there and, yeah, just see what happens. Maybe you go there with your movement, maybe with your hands, maybe with an image. Your hands, without even touching your body, may begin to spread open, to disentangle. To radiate something. I'm just giving examples. Your arms, we are all healers naturally. Through our bodies, but we've forgotten. And when I say we through our bodies, I mean a body that is, again, intimately one with the surrounding field and the earth and the trees and the stars and everything. And just notice the rhythms of movement back to stillness. Trusting those rhythms. Shiva and Shakti are never separate. Movement and repose. They are lovers. But again, we have to rediscover that dance. And when the body comes back to stillness, it can spread into that stillness. Shiva. Like a lover abandoning herself or himself to his lover. Suddenly want to laugh at myself for my precious words. And that too arises. Everything, welcome. And maybe feeling the borderlessness beyond all this experience, all this movement. Well, Shiva. Of course, it's not an experience, but yet it is palpable somehow. Since it's our reality. And I experience it as a darkness, a silent and dark borderlessness, a bit like the winter darkness that invites and beckons. Your whole body, your whole being. The totality of your experience invited. Taken, welcomed. Was never not taken, was never not welcomed. And your breath coming and going, coming and going. Like a wave. Ebb and flow. And you can lengthen it very gently, maybe applying Ujjayi breath, if you know Ujjayi breath, the filter at the back of the throat. Making a beautiful sound. And so the breath rises from the root of the body up through the central channel, long, smooth, even. and the pause. Long, smooth, even exhale down through the central channel. And it's in your own rhythm and it's a prayer. Maybe try to feel that this breath is effortless so that you don't have to pull it in. It's a gift. You don't have to push it out. Nobody breathing. And that's just an invitation. You won't necessarily, quote unquote, succeed. Perhaps you will feel the breather. And so we welcome. And the pause at the bottom of the exhale, like a pool of silence. Yes, and then just let the breath be free. Don't do anything with the breath. Don't do anything at all. Everything is okay, just as it is. Including the feeling that it's not okay. That feeling arises in perfection. Don't worry. I'm gonna play us a beautiful piece of music. I mean, I think it's beautiful. I hope you will too. And so be comfortable. Maybe if you want to lie down or just, you know, really relax your body and I don't know, maybe feel this music arising in this field of openness. You don't have to grasp towards it, it's just here. It's going to unplug my mic. Okay, here we go.
Thank you.